From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A massive winter storm is taking aim at the nation's midsection today with a treacherous mix of heavy snow and a thick layer of ice expected in many areas. Among the cities bracing for heavy snow are St. Louis and Chicago. Raymond Orozco is chief of staff for Chicago's mayor.
We may potentially be dealing with a storm of historic proportions. If we get the amount of snow that some are predicting, it will be the largest snowstorm in Chicago since 1967.
Orozco says Chicago is expecting well over a foot of snow. Meteorologist Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says the storm will have an impact on areas from the Rocky Mountains through New England and down into the South.
And I suspect when this is all said and done, there's going to be numerous power outages, lots of downed trees and power lines.
The storm is also packing bitterly cold temperatures. Gary Ellenbold of South Dakota Public Broadcasting joins us now. Gary, how cold is it in South Dakota this morning?
There are some extremely cold temperatures, and when you factor in the wind, it is absolutely brutal. In the northwest corner of the state, Buffalo, South Dakota has a wind chill rating of 46 degrees below zero. Tonight, without factoring in the wind, there are places in the western part of the state that could be looking at 30 degree below zero readings.
So what are people doing to prepare for that?
Basically, in South Dakota, you just kind of take it as it comes. You make sure you have the winter survival kit with you. There are places in the state where if the roads are open, you go to work anyway.
Thanks, Gary. This is Gary Ellenbolt with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Anti-government protesters in Egypt are massing in Cairo's main square despite the government's road blockades and a halt to public transportation. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is observing preparations for a demonstration that organizers hope will attract a million people.
There definitely are more people in the square today than I've seen since this crisis began last week. There is not a single police officer that I've seen. It's the army as well as volunteers. I mean, they're basically patting people down. They're checking IDs over and over again, including Westerners, you know, just to make sure that they have no problems today.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak has directed his new vice president to begin talks with the opposition about changes to the constitution, but he's giving no sign of stepping down. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the United States wants those talks to be genuine and substantive.
There has to be meaningful negotiations with a broad cross-section of the Egyptian people, including opposition groups, that go to answering the very core of the freedoms that people desire.
But Gibbs stopped short of calling for Mubarak to step aside.
But we're not picking between those on the street and those in the government.
The U.S. has dispatched a special envoy to Cairo to meet with Egyptian leaders. This is NPR News from Washington. A federal judge in Florida has declared the new health care law unconstitutional. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the White House is blasting that ruling as a case of judicial activism.
Federal Judge Roger Vinson declared Congress overstepped its authority when it required all Americans to obtain health insurance or pay a penalty. Vinson went further, saying that requirement is so central to the broader health care overhaul, the entire law must be struck down. Administration officials promised to appeal, noting more than a dozen judges have reached the opposite conclusion. Even a Virginia judge who ruled against the so-called individual insurance mandate decided the rest of the health care law could be preserved. In the end, the issue is likely to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Supporters argue without the individual mandate, people who don't have health insurance still get health care, which then has to be paid for by everyone else. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
New York's new governor, Andrew Cuomo, will be giving details today about how he intends to close that state's $10 billion budget deficit. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports lawmakers are bracing for some deep spending cuts.
Cuomo's first budget is expected to include deep cuts to health care and education, as well as layoffs of state workers. The governor has not given specifics, but he indicated in an op-ed piece that he intends to eliminate built-in 13% increases for school funding and Medicaid reimbursement, saying he will stop the madness.
More money does not equal better services for the people. That attitude has gone on too long in this town.
The governor has said repeatedly that New York's present rate of spending is unsustainable. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support for